So at the Cornwall Business Fair 2013 at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre in Truro.
It's absolutely wonderful. The venue's amazing. It's a real sort of opportunity for people to come in and have a look around at local businesses and what they've got to offer. And it's the setting's amazing. It's a really good centre to have this for the first time.
Our whole purpose is to achieve social inclusion for people with learning disabilities. So here we are, this vast building full of businesses and other organisations who can all potentially play a part in enabling our communities to become kinder, safer and more inclusive.
So the highlights of the business week is the business fair, and part of the business fair is the presentation from Terry Waite. I've got Terry Waite with me now. Terry, what sort of things are you talking about here?
Well, first of all, I want to talk a bit about a situation that's well away from this exhibition and this meeting, and that is the situation facing people regarding hostage taking today, which sounds a long way from here, but it was that my experience of that, both negotiating and being in captivity, that led me to be concerned about the plight of homeless people and to help develop a business model that would enable homeless people to get back into life again. We hear a lot about homelessness and we hear a lot about night shelters and emergency help, but there's not much done at all in the field of rehabilitation, getting people back into life. And the sad fact is that homelessness can hit anybody these days. Unemployment can suddenly come out of the blue, bankruptcy, and people can find themselves in a desperate situation. And so I'm going to be speaking about that particular business model, about how it works, and how successful we've been over the past 20 years since
I've
been involved
with it. Can you give me a bit of that now? Just a very short little bit about how successful it's been and what the model is.
It enables homeless people to come into a community. A community largely single homeless, I have to admit. To come into a community of about 25 people. There to leave behind state support, the dole. To be given a good standard of accommodation, a good room with an ensuite bathroom. And to be able to engage in work, which is on premises, which is usually there's a large retail space where goods that have been donated have been renovated, white goods and other goods, and also the social service for the community. And by engaging in meaningful work, many people who've been down and out and on their uppers begin to find that they regain their dignity as human beings.
And we've found that with the big issue as well, haven't we, over decades now?
We have indeed. We've found that the big issue has provided, people to get an income, and rather than just be begging. Begging degrades people. It does no good. And often, if you give money to people in the streets, you've no idea where it's going, whether it's going on alcohol or whether it's going on drugs. But if you, in fact, say, look, I'm not going to give you money, but I'm going to direct you to a place where you can get help, then that is important. And we're in the process of developing such a community and such a scheme here in Cornwall. We haven't got a site yet, but we've got a little committee. And we have now 24 centres around the UK and another 15 coming along, of which Cornwall is one.
We've heard a lot about food banks, haven't we, and how there's a great need for those now, and that's concerning.
Well, it is. I mean, I know a number of food banks. I mean, I live in Suffolk, and we have one nearby, and in Newmarket, of all places. Newmarket's considered to be quite an affluent centre, you know, a racing community, but there's still a great need there, and increasing need for people who now that who've become, rightly or wrongly, somewhat dependent upon the benefits of now finding that these cuts are making an effect on their budget and they're not being able to manage. So it is an alarming trend.
So we're at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre for the Cornwall Business Fair, and behind that is the Cornwall Chamber, and Kim Conchi from the Cornwall Chamber is with me now. Just tell me about some of the highlights we've got.
Well, here we are at the wonderful Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre, which is a bit of a highlight in itself as far as I'm concerned. We have five keynote speakers during the day. Joe Fairley, who invented green and black chocolate, Michael Eavis of Glastonbury Festival fame, Josh Lucy, newly chief executive of Cornish Pirates, Tom Hunt of Three Hungry Boys on television fame, and Terry Waite, one-time hostage and an Archbishop's envoy. Wonderful speakers, all of them. Those events have been well booked up. We've got six local business speakers, also very well booked up, and they're also fantastic. And if you've anybody listening to them will know that they've been really helpful in helping local businesses that sort of expand and improve their competitiveness. There are four events during the day. We had a big business breakfast this morning. We've got lunch for some sort of Cornwall's VIPs, which is very exciting, sponsored by the Penventon Park Hotel. We've got tea at the fair, which has been promoted by Enterprising Women and Leading Women, a more sort of female-oriented event. And then we've got glass of Prosecco for standholders and town chambers and other friends at 4 o'clock. So, busy old day.
Paula Martin, Chief Executive for Cornwall Air Ambulance Trust. This is the second year that the charity has come along to the Cornwall Business Fair and had a stand. Last year was extremely successful. It was a brilliant thing for us to do. And it opened up a whole new raft of contacts and, in particular, support for the Cornwall Air Ambulance Trust from local businesses. Just look around you on our stand and you'll see examples of lots of local businesses who are now working with us, either supporting the charity or donating goods or services in kind, which means, of course, that we can put more of the charity's funds towards doing what's most important, which is flying the helicopter and helping to save lives. So we decided this year we couldn't miss it, and this lovely new venue that they brought the event to here at the Health and Wellbeing Centre, I think it's excellent, and it's been incredibly busy. We've been busy all morning on the stand, talked to lots of people, looking forward to talking to lots more, and it's absolutely brilliant. As members of the Chamber, highly recommend it.